B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, look who we have here. See, I mentioned it earlier. This should be some kind of an attorney general investigation on why Joel Embiid did not get the MVP. And lo and behold, the attorney general is on the line. Josh Shapiro, attorney general. Mr. Attorney General, did you hear? Can you do something like that?
We're looking into it, Mike. Joel got robbed.
He did get robbed. I saw your tweet on it, too. You were outraged. As a Sixer fan, monster Sixer fan, you were outraged.
I was. I mean, listen, you know, you can look at the numbers, and I think, look, Joel's averaged more than Jokic. Jokic has averaged a couple more rebounds and a couple more assists. But if you just look at the impact Joel has on this team compared to Jokic, I think it's just no question. I think it's also important, if you look at how Joel just changes a game by virtue of his presence there, he is clearly the MVP of this league. The guy deals with double and sometimes triple teams every night, which, by the way, Jokic does not. And he still performed at an exceptionally high level. I just think the guy got robbed.
What would be the first step to an investigation, Mr. Attorney General? What would you, a collusion of the voters, anti-Philadelphia bias, anti-Pennsylvania thing? What could it be?
I don't know, man. I don't know, Mike. I just think, you know, Joel, he's just a great person. He got himself in great shape, great numbers, and yet he got robbed. And I don't know if the voters, whoever voted, have something against him or what, but I just think it wasn't. I think Joel deserved the MVP.
Yeah, okay. I think everybody here does. So let me ask you, as a Sixer fan, living and dying with this team, after the first two games, what were you feeling?
Well, honestly, I think it made a case for why I think Joel's the MVP. I mean, look at this team in games one and two without Joel, and look at him in games three and four. And by the way, he wasn't awesome in game three, but just his presence changed the game. It got Maxey and Harden better looks. And hell, it got Danny Green those open threes. And he drained about seven of them, I think, in game three. So just his presence there clogs up the middle. It gives guys better looks. And I think now that he's even healthier, it seemed, in game four, I like their chances in game five. I really do. No one can stop him. And if Harden can play like he did last night, I think we win games five and six. I don't even think it has to go to seven.
Of course, Josh Shapiro from Montgomery County and have been a Sixers fan for a lot of years. So Josh, you're feeling good about maybe four in a row that they win here?
Yeah, I am. I just, no one can stop Joel. Adebayo can't. Now, what makes me nervous about Miami is they got quick triggers and they can shoot. Hero was a little bit off last night, I think, which helped us, but they can shoot. And, you know, hopefully Strus is in foul trouble again. He can shoot, too. But I like our chances. I really do. And here's the other thing I would never bet against. I would never bet against Joel. I would certainly never bet against a pissed-off Joel. And he's got to be angry going into Miami. So I'm sticking with the Sixers in six.
Sixers in six. That would make it four straight. So when you watched James Harden last night, what were your thoughts?
So, look, I like that he got his looks from outside and he hit those outside shots. I still don't love sometimes. He sort of goes into the lane. He's going into guys' bodies. He's not getting the calls. He's turning the ball over a little too much. I don't love that. I'd like to see him dish a little bit more in there. But overall, I thought he played a really good game last night. And we need him to be scoring in the high 20s each night for us to be able to go as far as I think we can really go.
All right, let me ask a question. Is there a PA state law against falling asleep at a Sixer playoff game when you're sitting in the first row?
I did not think that is possible, that someone in the midst of a game as exciting as that could nod off, but in fact, he did. We may need to look into that as well and have a parallel.
Is there a statute that's applicable?
I don't know if there's a statue, but man, oh man, that poor guy's getting ripped by Philly faithful and probably deservedly so. If you're shelling out those bucks to sit courtside and you fall asleep, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, he's going national. All right, so you were on the record, the state's attorney general, Sixers and six.
Sixers and six. I think we steal it in game five. Joel's going to have a monster game. When you come back to the Wells Fargo Center with all that energy in game six, no one's going to want to go back to Miami. I think we close it out in six. I think, Miami is a tough team, but I have liked our draw all along. I'm much happier going through Toronto and Miami than the alternative. And look, we'll be playing the Celtics, it seems like.
Ooh, you'd like the Celtics to beat the Bucks.
I do. I think they're a tough team. And look, I grew up hating the Celtics. There is nothing better than a Sixers-Celtics rivalry in the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right. Sounds good. Mr. Attorney General, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it, Josh.
Good to be with you, Mike.
All right, there he is. So the Attorney General.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.